And sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
In the latest sports, Iowa State has given Coach Steve Prohm a contract extension and a raise. The Cyclones announced Friday that Prohm's deal will now run through 2022 with an annual salary increase from $1.5 million to $2 million. Prohm, who stepped in for Fred Hoiberg when Hoiberg left for the Chicago Bulls in 2015, has gone 47-23 in two seasons with the Cyclones. Iowa State went 24-11 in 2016-17, winning the Big 12 tournament for the third time in 4 years. The fifth-seeded Cyclones lost to Purdue in the second round of the NCAA tournament last weekend. Iowa State also extended women's coach Bill Finley through 2022, though the terms of his deal remains unchanged. Two Atlantic Cam Trojan wrestlers will be competing in the North-South All-Star Meet this weekend in Charles City. Carter Cox will be wrestling at 120 and Zach Stork at 195. They're both two-time state place winners, and they'll both be wrestling in college as well, as Zach Stork will be wrestling at Grandview and Carter Cox wrestling at Ellsworth Community College. And others from the area that will be competing in that All-Star event include McGuire Midkiff of Thomas Jefferson, Max Southard from Lewis Central. That'll be getting underway at 6 o'clock tonight. It's hosted by the Charles City Mat Club and the Iowa National Guard teaming up for that event. Also, the Southwestern Community College out of Creston advanced to the national championship game of the National Junior College Athletic Association Division II men's tournament on Friday night with a 70-62 win over Richard Bland College. And they've got 19 points game high from Broderick Thomas, and he had 8 rebounds as well for the Spartans. They're now 35-1. They'll play in that championship game once again coming up tonight at 7:30. And also recently, Northwestern Missouri State made it to the Division II of the NCAA championship as well. In other notes from the NCAA tournament last night in the Sweet 16 in Division I, it was another fun end to the evening. There were a couple of blowouts early in the night, but it got more interesting as things went along. Sunday's NCAA regional finals are now set. It'll be North Carolina taking on Kentucky in the South region at Memphis, and surprising South Carolina battling Florida in the East final at Madison Square Garden. The number 7 Gamecocks continued their surprising tournament run with a 70-50 rout of third seed Baylor. Sendarius Thornwell led the way with 24 points, while DJ Dozer and Chris Silva each added 12 points to help South Carolina leech the Elite Eight for the first time. The Bears missed 12 of their first 13 shots and finished 30% from the field. Jonathan Motley had 18 points for Baylor, which absorbed its worst NCAA tournament loss. In New York, Chris Chiasa went coast-to-coast before nailing a three-pointer at the buzzer to give Florida an 84-83 win over Wisconsin. Chiasa scored 5 of his 8 points in the final half minute to steal the thunder from teammate Kevon Allen, who poured in a game-high 35 points. Chiasa's game-winning bucket came after Nigel Hayes hit 2 free throws with 4 seconds remaining to put Wisconsin ahead. Hayes finished with 22 points for the Badgers, who wiped out a 12-point deficit in the final 4:15 of regulation and forced overtime on a running three by Zach Showalter with 2.1 seconds left in regulation. The top-seeded Tar Heels of North Carolina have advanced by hammering Butler 92-80. Joel Berry II finished with team-high 26 points for North Carolina, which led by as many as 20 in the first half. Justin Jackson had 24 points, while Luke May chipped in 16 points and 12 rebounds in the Tar Heels' 30th win. Andrew Robich led the four-seeded Bulldogs with 21 points and 7 rebounds. And number two, Kentucky, picked up its 14th straight win and earned a spot in the Elite Eight by knocking off third seed UCLA 86-75. De'Aaron Fox poured in a career-high 39 points, including the Wildcats' first eight of the game. He outplayed UCLA freshman Lonzo Ball, who finished with eight assists but just 10 points on 4 of 10 shooting. Malik Monk scored 21 points for Kentucky, which is in a regional final for the sixth time in 7 years. Well, plenty going on in the coaching world as well for men's college basketball as the carousel continues. Oklahoma State has replaced basketball coach Brad Underwood by promoting assistant Mike Boynton. The 35-year-old Boynton has also served as an assistant at Stephen F. Austin in South Carolina. Underwood left last week after one season to take over Illinois' program. Wyking Jones is a new head basketball coach at California after spending the last two seasons as an assistant to Quanzo Martin. Jones had been elevated to interim coach when Martin left to take the job at Missouri last week. Jones also has been an assistant at Loyola Marymount, Pepperdine, New Mexico, and Louisville. Cleveland State has hired former Georgia coach Dennis Felton, who previously coached at Western Kentucky before spending the past three seasons as an assistant at Tulsa. Gary Waters retired after 11 seasons that included back-to-back nine-win campaigns in his last 2 years. Meanwhile, a pair of basketball coaches were rewarded after guiding their teams to the NCAA tournament. We already mentioned the extension and raise for Steve Prohm at Iowa State, but also Middle Tennessee coach Kermit Davis has agreed to a new contract that runs through 2023-24. Davis has led Middle Tennessee to an NCAA tournament victory each of the last two seasons and is 307-180 in 15 years at the school. Florida State freshman Jonathan Isaac says he's entering the NBA draft, becoming the third Seminole since the end of the season to leave early. The projected lottery pick led the team with 8 rebounds a game and was second in scoring at 12 points per contest to earn a spot on the ACC's all-freshman team. Isaac did not say whether he intends to hire an agent, a move that would prevent him from returning to school. Dwayne Bacon and Xavier Rathon Mays announced earlier this week that they are entering the draft as well. Oakland officials are making a last-minute plea to entice the Raiders to stay in the Bay Area. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf has revealed details of investors' plans for a 55,000-seat stadium at the current Coliseum site and vowed that she and the city are doing all they can to keep the team. Schaaf wrote that the New York hedge fund Fortress Management Group is willing to work on terms for a $600 million contribution to the $1.3 billion football-only facility. The Fortress Management Agreement would be similar to the one Bank of America is offering for the Las Vegas stadium. The league is expected to vote on the Vegas move at its annual owners' meeting that start on Sunday in Phoenix. The Washington Redskins have added a wide receiver by signing Brian Quick, who had 41 catches for 565 yards and 3 touchdowns last season. Gives Washington another speedy receiver. The Packers have bolstered their defensive line by signing free agent tackle Ricky Jean-Francois. He spent the last 2 years at Washington. Jaguars signed defensive end Malachi Goodman, who is expected to back up recently signed free agent Calais Campbell. The Colts have released defensive tackle Arthur Jones in a move that will save the team $5 million under the salary cap. The Colorado Avalanche and Ottawa Senators will play 2 regular season games in Stockholm, Sweden this November 10th and 11th. It will be the NHL's 6th trip to Europe and the 7th and 8 games played in Sweden. The league hasn't held a regular season game in Europe since 2011. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman says the International Olympic Committee and hockey's governing body will have to make concessions before the league sends the world's best players to the Winter Games in South Korea next February. He says, for now, assume that we're not going. League owners are largely against sending their players and stopping their season to send players to the Olympics, but they have participated in every Olympics since 1998. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.